All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's the fifth and final hour of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Here's Woolchuck. Zachary.
Okay, here we go. History has been made. Shohei Ohtani has done it. He's hit two home runs today in their matchup against the Marlins. Dodgers up 14-3. He's one triple away from the cycle. He's 5 for 5. He's got 7 ribbies, 3 runs, a couple of homers. Wow. He also stole his 50th bag of the season in this game as well. So he is the first ever member of the 50 home run, 50 stolen base club. And what a way to do it. Making Major League Baseball history with time to spare, a stolen base, 2 home runs today. And look, maybe if he can sneak in one more at bat, he hits a triple, he gets himself a cycle in the same day. This is unreal what this guy's doing.
Maybe the greatest single day in baseball history.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable what Shohei Ohtani has done. Shout out to him. Once in a generation player. Maybe the best player in all sports.
Maybe once in a century.
Yeah, the dude's unbelievable. What he's doing right now.
What do you think Bang Bang can do in the context of, you know, the 30-30 club, 40-40? You know, what's his ceiling?
I think 30-30 is very doable. The Rangers right now just don't run a ton, which is the problem, but he's got the speed to be able to do that. So I think, I mean, you look at Bobby Witt Jr.'s done, he's 30-30, I think, twice now in his career. I think 30-30 is one where the home runs, like if he could get to 40 home runs, maybe. But I think 30-30 is where we could look at and say that's definitely a possibility for Wyatt.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm excited to see if they – I wonder if they would have the desire to get him there in that leadoff spot and how much more base stealing he would do in a position like that.
Yeah. What Jared was saying about that as far as, you know, with if you're going to put Seager ahead of him to potentially slow down the base running potential, I think it makes a lot of sense to have him hit leadoff.
I mean, Marcus at 34 years old, I just don't think he's a leadoff hitter anymore. I think we saw that this year. So I think it's very likely that you end up getting Wyatt with his speed. You have him lead off. You have Seager at the second spot. Maybe Marcus drops down to 3.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, though, that if you have somebody that has that ability to turn singles into doubles, he does that all the time, it seems like. You know, I mean, as an outfielder, you have to, like, be mindful that this guy is going to try and get to second, you know, if you're late with the ball and stuff. If you're the Rangers, why would you not try and put him in a position where he could always take the extra base with a steal or something
Yeah, he's a guy that's talented enough and I think smart enough where he should just have a green light.
Absolutely, he should.
So, I mean, I think 30-30 definitely doable. We had Derek Carr. He got a fine for his Michael Jackson touchdown celebration against the Cowboys.
What?
Yep.
Why?
They find him. They find him. $14,000 fined for this one.
For dancing?
Pretty much. Yep. It was the iconic leg kick and the infamous crotch grab. I guess it was the crotch grab.
Oh, lewd act. With a little bit of thrust.
They thought that was a little too crude.
Oh. He should have grabbed his belt buckle like Michael does when he performs in. When it's not a concert, he does the belt buckle instead of grabbing a crotch.
But I guess like Skittles, Marshawn Lynch would get fined for that all the time, so he collected fines every year.
So all these elaborate, these little things I see, people aren't getting fined, or they are getting fined?
They're not getting,
it was cool.
They won't be getting fined as long as there's no like thrust and crotch grab.
Two humps.
I was about to say, you can have a couple of pumps as long as you're not doing the grab at the same time.
Yeah, the grab, the hump and grab.
You can have a couple of pumps, bro. One, two, three, I flag.
Just limit it. Yeah, just limit it. Hat trick. We're not hat tricking the pumps here.
I mean, we get the Zebra Report every week. How many times has Broadus say, like, these guys are watchdogging the pumps? You say it damn near every week, I feel
every
like.
Every week.
It's a priority for these guys.
I do. You're
watch
right.
on
it's
the sacks and the pumps, man.
The lead
sacks
mandate.
And pumps, yeah.
It's unbelievable. We get the sack report and the pump report coming up on Friday from Brian Broaddus, Krusty's Corner, every Friday at 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation.
In the midst of the Zebra report.
Yeah, in the it's all just it's one all, continuous, yeah, beautiful it, yeah. segment yeah. that you need to make sure you don't miss. And make sure you come out and party with us, Shakertons, tomorrow in Arlington. Full show.
Shoot
three
you
bet
out.
Payoffs. Us. Me, you.
Speaking
we
of
get
asterisks,
to sit back and enjoy.
Yeah, it's going to be epic.
It's going to be amazing.
I'm leaking confidence on the national anthem thing.
Is that somebody called you out on it?
Yeah, because I'm like, is that not a good one? You're live somewhere on a remote and doing, I don't know, I just felt like that was
I think the aspect
actually a
of
pretty
it being
good payoff.
In public.
Yeah, in public somewhere.
Makes it better. If you had just done this in studio, weak ass payoff.
Agreed. That's why it's a remote specific payoff. And I'm like, hey, we'll be at Shakerton's, you know.
Yeah,
but
might have to
maybe
I'll have
to
a backup
it.
Prepared just in case, you know. But I think that place is going to be packed.
I'll bring
Tolos
it.
Are going to be out in full force.
Once something goes on the list and we all agree to it, it's fair game.
Yeah, it's fair game.
I don't remember being asked about this one. Do you, Brian?
What the
this
national anthem?
National anthem thing.
I got the list. It wasn't on the initial list, I don't think.
Oh, yeah, we had some
I can go ahead and check the tape.
But no, I think doing it in a public setting, especially having heard you sing before, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm like a really bad
what about
decent
like,
singer.
What about like a Michael Jackson, Derek Carr like performance, maybe even with multiple pumps?
I got to bring some like choreography to the to the party.
Not with the anthem. That would be disrespectful. We wouldn't want that to happen. But like a Michael Jackson, you know, karaoke.
Oh, wow. Karaoke and Michael Jackson song.
More in context of, you know, what's happening this week.
You got to like channel.
It's a little bit topical.
I want like, go ahead, glitter. I want boots. I want pants. Get in full character.
Oh, geez. All right. We'll continue the conversation.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Not
this man a white
one.
Glove.
Or just a white glove would suffice.
White glove.
The white glove is legendary.
Going to need a lot more confidence as well.
T. Higgins back at practice for the Bengals, so that's looking good. They got a Monday night game against the Commanders, and I'm expecting Cincinnati to come out in full force, and that offense will be humming.
Get a win?
Against Washington, yeah, and especially if you get T. Higgins back, that'll be good. He hasn't practiced at all since that hammy, so getting him back in the lineup, pretty darn nice. Now, we've got the Saints who are going to take on the Eagles of Philadelphia. Now, Amon-Ra St. Brown of the Detroit Lions is brothers of Equanimeous St. Brown, who is a member of the New Orleans Saints. They host a podcast together. On said podcast, Amon-Ra is not eating the cheese. He's not a believer in these New Orleans Saints, and he wasn't shy about it, calling his brother out and his team for not being a believer. Here's Amon-Ra.
Going back to you real quick, EQ. The Saints?
Yeah, go ahead. What were you saying?
I'm not retracting any statements that I had earlier.
Oh, you're not?
Like,
you don't want
to guys. You guys still think you can win a Super Bowl?
We've been believing that, but like,
okay, that's good. I'm watching you guys play.
No.
Yeah, I'm like that. Yeah, I'm watching you guys play. Like, you guys had two big wins. I mean, for Week One versus the Panthers. You know, I don't know how good the Panthers are. Obviously, they're an NFL team, but don't know how good they are. And then, you know, Week Two versus the Cowboys. I'm like, I come back. You know, after our game, I like to look at scores after we play. And I'm like, oh.
After you lose, go ahead.
You got to focus back a little. The Saints just beat the Cowboys. Whoop the Cowboys. I saw Paulson had a pick in the middle of our game. They showed his pick. I'm like, damn, it just must be a bad game for the Cowboys. I feel like the Cowboys have those games. I have like a great game, great game. Then they just have a bad game. So you probably just caught them on one of their bad games. But you guys, like.
Are you done?
You guys still don't move me.
Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay.
A great entertainment. I think you're going viral. I think you're probably looking at what the Kelce brothers are doing. You're like, dude, we got to bring it because there's like a $40 million a year bag out there for us if we can make something happen.
Absolutely. You guys just don't move me.
You guys, genius. You don't move me. It's pretty good.
I mean, I was pretty moved watching the Saints. I got to say, they kicked us in the mouth, man.
I also think the Lions are triggered by anything Cowboy, though. Because of how last year's game went. So they wanted the Cowboys rematch in the playoffs. Funny. Like, they got Cowboys on the mind.
It's funny you say that, because later in the clip, Equanimeous does bring out, like, yeah, you guys lost to the Cowboys right on the road. And he's like, yeah, but that one week two, that was way later on in the season. Because he says how the Cowboys had a long win streak at home. They actually had won, 16 in a row at home, some crazy number until the Packers lost. So it's not like it's easy to go into AT&T Stadium and win. But, yeah, I like that. Some brotherly love there. But Amon-Ra St. Brown not buying the Saints. We'll find out as the season goes along. But I think that after calling them fool's gold a week ago, I ate major your humble pie. I'm not making that same mistake again. I think the Saints are legit. I'm buying in.
Me too.
Would you bet payoff pick the Saints beat the Eagles?
I don't know. They're going to lose at some point.
What just happened?
This would be
the rubber met the road there, Broadus. Yeah, that's what
there's
happened.
There's better options than Saints Eagles.
I would argue there's no good options. This sport is bleeped.
Yeah,
and I hate it.
We're
I'm not just
going to
volunteer a bet payoff here, Brian. Honestly, at this point,
Saints are favored.
No, you haven't.
I'm confident the Saints can get that game, but
that means nothing these days.
Like, Bucks, Broncos. I'm more confident the Bucks are beating the Broncos than I am the Saints and the Eagles.
I just wondered if you were going to pick the. I didn't.
No, I wasn't considering picking the Saints.
Yeah. I was just wondering how confident you were in the Saints.
I believe in them, but I don't know. I mean, the Eagles coming off a loss. I don't know.
I don't believe the Eagles.
That would be a bad look at the Eagles.
I might pick the Saints.
Short week Eagles. I'm going to pick a 6.5-point favorite, and I fully expect to have a bet payoff as the Giants will go into Cleveland and win.
Oh, so you're going to pick the Browns?
I'm going to pick the Browns.
You're already telling us right now?
Yeah.
Damn. And it is funny, 972, like, Equanimeous does not play for the Saints at all. He gets no playing time. He's never on the field, but he's out here.
Hey, he's on the depth chart.
He's on the team, man. Mm. He's on the damn team.
He's way down there, but
he might be covering punts and kicks, okay? He might get some reps every once in a while.
He's ready to go be an analyst, though, I tell you what.
Yeah, I'm liking these takes. Okay, Cooper Kupp is avoiding the IR ahead of this Rams 49ers game, so he's not going to be playing. He injured his ankle, but McVay said he's not going to be put on injured reserve as of right now. They're going to monitor this with Cooper Kupp. So fantasy owners are like, I don't know what this means. I guess it's not a full 4 weeks. Is it going to be two? Is he going to be three? But at least he's week to week. And again, Jordan Love today, full padded practice. He's got a great opportunity to be playing on Sunday against the Titans. What a miraculous recovery for Jordan Love. Arch Manning officially going to start against Louisiana Monroe, says Steve Sarkisian. We kind of knew this. We knew Quinn Ewers probably wasn't going to play, but it's been made official today that Arch will make his first career start in college for the Horns after a 56-7 beatdown of UTSA. So Louisiana Monroe, get ready for Arch Manning and everything that he's bringing to the table. He might have a 70-yard touchdown run this week.
What do you guys think? Is he breaking out or is he just playing bad defense?
I think he's the real deal, too. In fact, I might pick him, you know, bet payoff, Arch Manning. And the Texas
a good idea.
To be Louisiana Monroe.
We might need
good
college
idea.
Games just to survive this
Should
season.
We switch to college, guys? What do you think?
Dude.
I was thinking of like women's volleyball. I'm watching that far more than
this
I
is
have.
All encompassing. Just pick a sport over the weekend.
I think Louisville's got a really good team in this women's volleyball thing. I've watched them a couple of nights. Yeah.
I know what you're watching, Brian.
No, we always watch. We always watch those games, man.
We always watch them.
Brian snitching on everybody. Come on, guys.
We all watch these games, man.
We're all looking at these.
They got us. Come on out. They got us.
Yeah. You're right. I'm a proponent of women's sports.
Yeah, sure you are.
Yeah, you got a daughter.
After that Wisconsin thing, Broadus became a big volleyball guy.
It was pretty soon after.
That was amazing what those ladies did.
I think it was the Longhorn season a couple of years back that really locked it in.
Yeah.
Yes, they were doing it for America. Shout out to Nebraska. Tomorrow, no school for the students. They have said you don't have to go to class.
They're playing Illinois.
We're back, baby. Huskers are back. They're playing Illinois. It's a top 25 matchup.
What are we doing?
The once in a quarter century
event. You know what they're doing, Brian? It's their 400th consecutive sellout at Memorial Stadium. They want their fan base to be ready to celebrate it. It's going to be a ruckus environment. They're looking for a perfect 4-0 start.
Yeah, so send the kids to school so we can get some crap done. You know what I'm saying?
This is the way to do it.
So my apologies, but there were some bad teams. I would question the sellout thing.
What?
I would question it a little bit.
Well, I was there for part of that, and they weren't great then against Purdue.
Is this one of where the boosters step up and ride the jet?
You know, I'm kind of questioning.
You can fudge those numbers so easily.
There was some running game Moses was the head coach, some bad days.
Dude.
There was a Scott Frost bad days.
You don't have a pulse on that crazy rabid Husker
I think there was some Mike Riley bad days.
There was Mike Riley bad days.
That is all that state's got.
I'm buying in Dr. Tom Osborne and those other guys, but... I don't know about this. I'm calling
it suspicious.
I don't think they were Mark Cuban in this up. I think this is 100% legit, Brian.
Man, there's a lot of folks that are out there that are Nebraska alums that live here, but man, I'd like to really know the truth about that because I don't think that's
the case. I mean, just look at the numbers on a game day in Lincoln. No matter how they've been, the entire state flocks to Lincoln, Nebraska. It's literally all they have.
I think you're just saying that. I'm not saying that.
I've experienced it once.
He's been there.
The last 5 years.
But he was there. Okay.
And they weren't any good.
He's been there, done that,
They played Purdue and the place was crazy. It wasn't even a good game.
I'm just saying, okay, that you went there. I'm okay. I'm with you. But, man, I don't know.
I earned so much respect for Nebraska, man. Yeah. That fan base is for real. They really are. I'm not doubting that. Some schools might finagle this. You know, you got the Aggies that are putting up fake banners. I don't think Nebraska's faking this one.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a slam at the Aggs.
And Wolchuk
has schools that will do this. 100%, you're not wrong. But this one, I think, this is.
I did not have on my bingo card Wolchuk with more reverence for the Cornhuskers than Bryant today. I'm going to be honest with you.
That is pretty crazy.
I just always wonder about the old 400 straight sellouts when you're. When you're a 4-8 team, you know, or 5.
And to sell out, you have to have, what, 100,000 people there?
I think that's an 80. I think that's an 80 place.
That place is wild.
How many is there? 80? I believe it's an 80
Memorial
Stadium.
Yeah,
75, 78.
Quick Google will tell us if you want to take care of that one.
Yeah.
I'm trying to run a segment over here. We got Notre Dame safety.
Are you?
Kennedy Urlacher. I didn't even know that Brian Urlacher's son was playing college football.
Yeah.
I need to add him to the list.
He's a beast too, bro.
Notre Dame. Incredible. True freshman. Popped in, played week three for them, and they're 66-7 win. Now he's a little bit smaller. He's 5'11", 197 pounds.
But he's got daddy's heart.
Wow.
Sure does.
War daddy.
Sure does. But he's a great.
What's he playing?
He's a coverage safety.
Okay.
So he had an 86.2 rating in terms of his coverage ability.
I've seen him fill the alley as well.
Dude was in there making some plays. Number 19 player in all the state of Arizona. That's a hole plugger right there, if you ask me.
He's an alley filler. What do you got a problem with over there? You watchdogging my scout's eye?
No, I'm just trying to figure out.
You messing on my analysis?
I've got a lot of things going on here. I'm trying to see if Zeke can run and make any yards, and then I've got a watchdog. 85,000.
I don't know why you're trying to watchdog Nebraska. 85,458 is how much they can see.
Okay, they've upped the stadium. Then it used to be like 78.
Yeah.
Chief blew my mind back in the 4 o'clock hour. Zeke has had the most perfectly blocked run plays in the NFL already this year.
I've seen a couple.
Through two games.
I think that's crazy. A fake stat.
They don't look perfectly blocked.
No.
Just imagine him running a 4-4. He's already gone. He should be gone.
I think one of the plays that really illustrated, though, is that one that Dak made where he ends up flipping it to him. And it's a pretty good-sized play.
That was nice.
But it would have been a normal Prime Zeke. I'm talking about just like a run-of-the-mill speed at running back today. That's probably a house call.
Got to watchdog you now on that one.
If it was Kamara,
you watchdog my 5-2 thing, and what'd you find? I wasn't ball sacking you. No. Zimmer's pulling out all the stops. That's what you have to do when you have the worst defensive tackles in the league. You have to start resulting. You know, you resort to things like running the 5-2.
Yeah, you were right about that.
Thank you.
We're 5-2 in here. All right, that's going to be it for Willie's roundup today, but I'll be back tomorrow. I'll have more for
Brian.
That's
what you think.
That's for damn sure.
The way you rounded up, I mean, flawless.
Thank you.
Good job. Blake Elliott's in the house. He's got your Fan After Dark coverage tonight, 7-11 here on your home of the champs. Rangers lost the opportunity to sweep the Blue Jays earlier. Back at it tomorrow night, hosting the M's with DeGrom on the hill. And we have more sports coming up, Chief.
Yes, we absolutely do. We got bulletin board material in Austin, and a local king has been dethroned next year in the nation.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you are hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go ahead and go to frankelfirm.com. And here's the chief with that evening sports hodgepodge.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Now, everybody wants to talk about the Shohei record, but there's actually another record that's been broken that is really at the forefront of this particular segment. Now, before we get there, a couple of housekeeping things. There's an Aggies fan calling me out for something that was said about the Aggies. That wasn't me, okay? I'm just going to say
you
it wasn't me.
You definitely said something about the Aggies.
What did I say, exactly?
It was very controversial.
Said something about, like, fake championships.
Oh, that's right.
It's a cult.
Yeah. I might have thrown that in there as well.
I think all are accurate.
For good measure. Now, I also just got a chance to go in the lab and experience the making of tonight's Blake It or Leave It. And it's going to be a doozy. Okay, that was quite the experience.
You
going
to actually listen to it this time?
What are you talking about? I listen to it every time. Uh-huh. That's appointment listening.
What did he do for the last Blanket or Leave It?
Blanket?
Yeah.
he did that thing about the...
The thing?
Well, there was a few things.
And then there was that other thing.
And it was the beverages and stuff, and he did a great job with it.
Fantastic.
So I'm excited for tonight's, I will say. But we have some bulletin board material going down in Austin. Did you see this? Because Arch Manning's getting the start, and so it's Louisiana Monroe that is now going to be the victim of Arch Manning's speed, which is apparently, again, allegedly faster than anything Tyreek Hill put out there on a football field last year. That feels a little crazy to me, but we have a clip here from the defensive coordinator for Louisiana Monroe. This isn't even the head coach. This is the DC putting it out there. The first of which is about Arch Manning and his team having no fear.
We actually have some kids on our team that played against him in New Orleans, and you know, a couple of guys done beat him already. So they don't hold too much fear against him. So they're not gonna hold any fear against him.
Arch Manning obviously played his high school football in Louisiana, so there's some guys that he's played against. Now, there's been at least one person that's gone and fact-checked this to see, like, compare any guys on the roster from high schools that beat Arch Manning's team over the last couple of years, and the one journalist said, can't find anybody. So I don't even know how true this is about some of his players having already beaten Arch Manning. But then he says, this is the calling out. This is where Sark is going to just absolutely, this has to be on every player's locker, on every coach's locker. This feels like a shots fired at the coaching staff here from the Louisiana Monroe defensive coordinator.
They know they're playing, you know, against a mediocre group of five team. Let's be honest. They're not going to prepare like they normally do. You know, that's why we are. And we're going to try to go do our best and, you know, just see what chips fall.
That audio wasn't as great, but he says...
What did he say there?
He said that they're not going to prepare that hard because we are just a mediocre Power 5 school. So... That's what he said about UT, basically saying they're not even going to try and prepare for us. So to me, Sark, that's an immediate, like, you're a coach, Dawson. You see that from the other coach and you're going, you watch a couple extra cone drills tonight.
Yeah, that'll keep you up late a little bit.
Yeah, that coach should take biggest L, man. You don't say that out loud. Now that you said that
it's
means
over.
They're making sure they're preparing. They might not have. Well, but now that you said it, they definitely are.
Sark might have let off the gas a little bit in half number two, but guess what?
Mm-hmm.
We're going full throttle.
Dawson says, you know what, he's right. Dawson's like,
he just owns it.
Yeah, Dawson's like, we're
still going to kick your ass, yeah, though.
We're better. You know, you're right. You're a mediocre team. We're not going to prepare as hard. We're getting ready for the next game.
That's right.
We've got Mississippi State on the horizon. After that, we have Oklahoma. You know,
but this coach is doing that attitude thing that might get your attention. It might put him on the radar, which would totally eliminate his chance at victory.
Yeah.
However small it is now,
they have no chance of victory. To quote the great Jim Hess,
it's not what Appalachian State said.
Yeah, but
yeah, damn right.
Appalachian State has players. They have players. Jim Hess, one time he was my buddy. He was head coach at New Mexico State. Yeah. They made a trip to the swamp.
Ooh,
this is when the swamp was good.
Ouch.
So New Mexico State playing the swamp. They interview him before the game. They go, Coach, tell us about the game tonight. Well, you guys are going to get the win. I'm going to get the check, and hopefully nobody gets hurt. That's what he said. That's going to be our game plan tonight.
I love that. That's
Coach,
the kind of honesty
you
want.
Yeah, he goes,
week.
Yeah, you're going to get the win. I'm going to get a check, and hopefully nobody gets hurt.
I really respect that. So I do. I am very excited to watch Arch Manning get the full start. See how this goes.
This is awesome.
Very, very exciting stuff on a college football Saturday. Mm-hmm. Now to the big boys in the NFL. These fans, man, fans are just absolutely crazy. We start with Will Levis, who apparently has been receiving texts over the last few days from rabid, angry Titans fans and or Titans bettors, as Will Levis has done two giant brain farts and lost two games his team should have won. And he's now having to get a new phone because his number was leaked.
Oh, it's too bad.
So Titans fans are just,
oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. I'm
sure Hellman's will send him another one.
When a player is this bad, I don't get it. It's like, I just feel bad for him. You know, I'd be mad at the front office. Why'd you take this guy?
Totally, man.
Settle this with this dude.
It is crazy. And I do think it's the gamblers, especially these days, that are really taking it to another level. Because there's more on the line here. It's not just playing for pride. These guys are playing for dollars. And when Will Levis is just very, very nonchalant about what he does with the football at that position, I can understand why it could bring the demons out of you. But it's also on you for betting on Will Levis if that's you.
That's right.
You know, so there's a lot of accountability here that needs to be taken.
Fantasy football people get mad too.
Yeah, but we've done the fantasy's been
more like a funny bit, you know, because you're not.
I think these fantasy football people get mad.
No, they do. Yeah, hey, listen,
I think they get really mad.
There's a crazy story about fantasy football right now.
Yeah, there's a really bad one.
You lose 50 or $100 in fantasy football, you can lose significantly more gambling.
You can, but there are
some of these.
The depths
of despair there are.
Now, I guess this is Philadelphia, so it makes some sense, but apparently a guy faked a mass shooting and bomb threat just to get revenge for a fantasy football argument. That has just went down this week.
That's a story that is out there and about there.
Yeah.
It's wild, dude.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe this.
And then you also have Man Campbell having to move houses.
Yeah.
Because Lions fans are, and again, maybe gamblers are, you know, once they started losing games, I mean, the quote is, hey, it's a beautiful home on 2 acres and we loved it. It's just that people figured out where we lived when we lost. So that's the quote from Dan Campbell, who's now having to move.
These Detroit Lions fans, they don't deserve it.
Oh, my goodness.
No,
man.
You know what? We'll take you. It's fine. You can just come on home to Texas.
But like you have Dan Campbell's. What's the play? Like, you're gonna go teepee his house? You're gonna go egg his house? You're gonna go like Christmas Carol, but instead of singing, you're just shouting out obscenities and how much
you're gonna put
you
for sale
him.
Signs in his front yard.
That's the play. That's
people
play.
Walking out, looking That's in your windows and everything. That's while you're in there chilling.
Yeah, if you really park a U-Haul in front of the house. You know,
you could tell the draft night when they put like 400,000 of those losers out there in like 25 degrees.
Jeez, bro.
You know,
grown men with the painted faces.
He's talking to you, John.
They were bald heads, helmets.
They've had the Super Bowl parade planned, dude, since they barely lost to San Francisco, and now reality's hitting. You're
Coach
got to
get some cane corsos or something first before I think about moving.
Yeah,
I get some vicious dogs in my front yard first.
He was trying to get lions, wasn't he? When are you trying to get lines on change?
He wanted a live line at the game.
Yeah.
I think it'd actually be scarier, Lucius, if he was out there kind of chained up like a dog on all fours.
That would be a coach.
Yeah. Oh, shoot, dude, his coach, run.
you got the for sale sign. You're like, oh, I got it, run.
I'll take 10 Rottweilers before I take one main Campbell. Barking on all fours. That would scare the hell out of me. Okay, listen.
Yeah, what?
Records were meant to be broken, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you could call it bittersweet, but I'm just calling it sweet. This morning with the Expressway, Sean and RJ, I was delighted to find out that our man Fred Davis is a stamina king.
He'd say our boy. That's what he says.
Our boy, He's apparently even more of a yammerer than I am. And I've held the longest question of incompetence record here the station for...
It was broken?
What question was that? I think I need a refresher on what that question was.
We don't
was.
Steve
need,
Jones?
We don't
I think,
need...
I think we've got that Stephen Jones question there, Lucius. Can we just hear that real quick for Fred?
A jewel rip in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Well, it could have been.
Yeah, I think we've got that in the
Stephen
folder.
Was probably lighting up a heater while I was, he was waiting for me to get done.
He finished a couple.
Finished
a
whole meal. Here was the four-year record of worst, longest question asked on this station. Unfortunately, it was my record.
All right, Nick, you know, one thing I've been harping at. And
okay.
I said,
what?
That was Fred's. I'm sorry. Walchuk, unfortunately, is trying to play mine, which is number 20. I'm sorry, Lucius. Oh, you can blame Walchuk.
I think that it's you should play the old record, then the new record.
Okay. Wow. That's
we have time?
I'm just saying, that's a lot of damn
Probably should have started this at 25.
Is Red Cross going to drop supplies to us?
Just punt on crosstalk.
Yeah, we don't need a crosstalk. We'll just take this into 7 o'clock.
You know, one of the things, Steven, I think most fans are, you know, really curious about, not just with the Cowboys, but really across the league, it's one thing that fans and people like to talk about is just, you know, what the process is of making these in-game decisions in the moment. And it always really ends up falling back onto the plate of the head coach ultimately. But the process involved, how many people are involved in these decisions? For example, Greg Zuerlein, 59-yard field goal. Some people would say, hey, maybe you should go for it there or whatever it may be. Or calling a timeout or, you know, any type of in-game, in-the-moment decision. And I'm curious kind of what is the process like? Ultimately, when it's in that moment, is it really just Mike McCarthy deciding for himself kind of based on the knowledge he has in lead-up or whatever it is? Just kind of a gut decision for him, or are there people in his ear saying, hey, we should probably kick the field goal here, or hey, we should call the timeout here? What is it in game, the process, like when it comes to making those sort of game management decisions?
Well, you covered a lot of territory there.
That is still, to me, that will always be the champion.
Steven's response.
It's so incredible. Yeah, well, Steven's response has made it so much better.
Iconic.
So a bet payoff is to read that back to Steven on a Friday?
God. Yes, Dawson did it last year.
Yeah, for example.
that kills me every time.
That was the longest minute and 8 seconds of my life.
For example.
I believe it. When I had to read that to him.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'm still telling him how curious I am, like 54 seconds
curious.
In. Yeah,
I think you tried to finish it up like 8 times.
It was
you had a lot of good questions in there.
Truly gut-wrenching. And a little piece of me dies every time I hear it.
Hey, but
now.
But big win today for you.
We welcome in Fred Davis. Take it away.
All right, Nick. You know, one thing I've been kind of harping at, and I said this even after the Cleveland game, and, you know, as you know, you want to say look dominant, but then, of course, that second half left a lot to be desired, 49 total yards. And when you look at his offense through two games, I mean, you've had two fluky touchdowns, like if we're really being honest about it, right? I mean, okay, you had the Brandon Cooks. That was a good drive. And then, you know, Dak saw something at the line of scrimmage. Boom, you got Brandon Cooks, and let's call it what it is. You know, Saints miss what should have been an easy tackle, and CeeDee does what CeeDee does and takes it to the house. Otherwise, you know, again, you've had no real major offense production. You certainly have done zero in the red zone. Who's this playmaker outside of CD as this season goes on? Because one thing, you know, CA and I have talked about is this, you know, through the first 2 weeks is, you know, you're going to see, and what we saw yesterday was what, okay, you saw a team say, all right, we're going to take Mike out of the picture. Suddenly a defense is going to say, you know what, we're going to take CD out of the picture. Who's going to be that playmaker? Who can be that guy? And you've got a Jalen Tolbert who had maybe the quietest 6 of 82 I think I've ever seen. Why are we not going to see more out of Jalen? And or are we going to see more out of Jalen? And how do we get more? How do we put him more in space? How is it that a guy like a Mike McCarthy, who again, who's been around this game a long time, and yet we just saw Clint Kubiak coach circles around him offensively yesterday?
Nice, dude. 123.
which Nick was he asking that question?
Nick Harris.
Nick Harris.
Well, I gotta Nick was talk too to nice.
Oh, Nick, yeah. I got to ask him about that one tomorrow.
Nick let him off the hook?
He did let him off the hook.
Where do you start?
Yeah,
dude, that is so much to try and gather.
You covered a lot of
big day
there.
For you, Chief. Congrats.
Really appreciate it. The 972 says that was like Fred just dribbling out the shot clock, like intentionally, yeah. You know? And that's fair. And thank you, Fred. We appreciate it, man.
That is a sports hodgepodge. Congrats to Shohei Ohtani. He's done it in the same game. The Dodgers lead the Marlins 20-4. Was he got two home runs in a bag and seven ribbies, 5 for 5?
Yeah, he's had a hell of a day.
Triple short of the cycle. Wow. Okay, we're back to mix with the Fan After Dark. Blake and Fred, maybe? Next in the Nation. Thank you, Lucius. It's time now for the Fan After Dark. Here's Blake and Fred Davis, the new holder of the 105.3 The Fan record for longest question ever, a $123, buddy.
Man!
Congrats.
I got good to me, okay? And I didn't realize...
We're about to get the longest explanation ever.
You're right just here. Talking ball, you know? You're just kind of kicking back. I mean, it was a regurgitation of pretty much everything I had thought about the Cowboys offense
for the last 10 years.
Well, at least for the last 10 minutes. So
it was a hell of a monologue.
A minute 23, huh?
Yeah.
Like it went that long?
Yeah.
I know, because whenever, for mine, I didn't realize it. I didn't realize it in the moment. You know,
no,
it wasn't until
I didn't even realize you guys just said it. Like Blake said something to me. He's like, hey, did you ask some sort of question? I was like, I don't remember asking a question.
I asked a lot of questions.
I didn't think it was anything. Nothing about that question, as you guys all heard just, you know, 6 minutes ago, was really that exceptional.
No.
And so I
other than it was like five questions.
Other than it was
yeah, just the duration, you know?
You know, look, ADD people will study that question for years.
So the text didn't light you up for holy hell, Fred?
Didn't say a word.
Wow.
Didn't say a word. So yeah. And you know what? I mean, hey, look, I know it's his birthday today. CA didn't say anything to me about the question either. So.
Well, it's going to feel like 4 hours now listening back for sure, which is.
It was terrible. Like, well, you guys were playing it back. It just and you guys know this. First of all, you hate hearing yourself. Mm-hmm. And then two, especially when you're like, okay, can you just stop?
Yeah.
Like, you've already asked one. Oh, wait, you're going to add another question. Oh, now we're on three. Yeah. So.
We've all been there, and with the nosebleed boys around now, we'll live them forever. You're immortalized.
Congratulations. Glad to be known for something. I mean, I'll take it.
Hell yeah, so, Fred. Any guests tonight, maybe? You could go
back
to back?
No, we do. And you know what? I want to thank you guys for catching it, because now I know, all right, let me stop here when I do ask a question. But we got Zach Kiefer from The Athletic. He's going to join us at 7:20, talking all things. Zach Kiefer, yes, sir.
Nice.
You talking about... You say that like
Zach Kiefer Sutherland, right?
He's part of the family. Donald's second son.
What is going on?
Zach Kiefer. So he wrote, he's kind of like a features writer. He covers the NFL for The Athletic.
No, he's a good writer.
He's a great writer, right? So he wrote a really nice piece about Troy Aikman a week or so ago. And I thought it was a really interesting piece. And so reached out to him. Boom, he's going to come on tonight. Blake's going to ask him about, because he covered the Colts for like 8 years. So he's going to ask him why Anthony Richardson sucks.
No, I'm not. I'm going to ask why Anthony Richardson is great.
Yeah, so we'll get into that. And then we've got our boy from
KVU News. We got Corey Mose coming in, UTA alumni. Kind of going to talk about Arch Manning starting this weekend. He covers the Texas Longhorns up close and personal. So kind of get his view on Texas being number one team in the country.
Right on.
Good deal.
And then the Blake QL segment. I don't know if you guys have heard about that.
Oh. Yeah.
Blake QL. I mean, it's. I mean, look,
we debuted it what last Saturday.
We debuted on Saturday. I mean, get your rent money up, get your college money up, whatever it is. Get ready to get paid this weekend.
We want to get ready real quick because we're not going to talk tomorrow. How are you feeling about the Cowboys going into Baltimore, Blake?
They're home dogs. Hasn't been like that since I think week one of Tom Brady 2 years ago. I think that's fair. I think you haven't been shown to stop the running game. We know how prolific a runner and Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry can be, so I think it's going to be a tough one. That run defense has got to shore up before Sunday.
Fred?
Just stick around for the show and I'll tell you.
Right on, right out of the gate, sounds like. You got 4 hours of the Fan After Dark tonight, so enjoy. Thanks so much to Lucius Alexander over there in the Pimp Cup at Master Control. And thanks to Carter Freeman coordinating your video. Of course, Woolchuck and Schiafalo and Broadus, and I'm Gavin Dawson. Tomorrow at Shakerton's in Arlington, Stephen Jones will join us at 3 o'clock here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.